A BC lawyer says he's deeply remorseful after claiming he erroneously withdrew nearly $9,000 in personal expenses from a very elderly couple's bank account while he was acting as their power of attorney. Vernon-based lawyer David Leslie Sheffer will now be suspended for 1 month starting March 1st, after a Law Society of BC hearing panel found Sheffer committed professional misconduct. The type of conduct exhibited by Sheffer undermines the public's trust in lawyers, the society argued to the panel of adjudicators. In October 2018, Sheffer was appointed power of attorney for D. and A., who were 88 and 95 at the time and both suffering from cognitive issues. According to the panel decision, society investigators opened an investigation on Sheffer based on concerns identified by Schaefer's former law partner. Sheffer had ended his partnership in May 2020 and has since carried on as a sole practitioner. At issue was over $11,000 of withdrawals from the elderly couple's account, to which Sheffer held the debit card for. In respect of each of the erroneous transactions, the respondent, Sheffer, believed he was using funds from his personal account. At the time of the errors, the respondent had a business Visa credit card issued by the same bank as the debit card for the client's accounts. The cards for each account were the same color and required the same PIN codes, the panel stated in its January 22 decision. Sheffer told the society he mixed up his own personal banking cards with that of his clients, which he kept in his wallet. Aside from the mistake, Sheffer also faced scrutiny over a lack of record-keeping for the account. Between January 3, 2019 and April 14, 2020, Sheffer withdrew $9,903 from the couple's accounts in 33 separate withdrawals. However, Sheffer only retained receipts relating to those withdrawals totaling approximately $1,000, the panel stated. The panel noted that the Code of Conduct for BC lawyers requires that a lawyer must clearly label and identify client's property and place it in safekeeping distinguishable from the lawyer's own property. Sheffer did not admit to such a violation but did admit to inadvertently using funds for his own personal use on 9 occasions. The joint submissions of the society and Sheffer in the hearing and Schaefer's overall admission of misconduct were mitigating factors, the panel stated. As well, Sheffer voluntarily completed legal accounting courses and a course on acting for clients with dementia. G. Wood at glaciermedia.ca